Let's begin. We're up to Perek, new Perek, Perek Chaf Aleph, new Sugya. A new Sugya, Perek Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, Ahi Devar Hashem Elai Leimar Ben Adam Sim Panecha Derech Teimana. Yecheskel, Yecheskel is now standing in Bavel, and Hashem, I want you to direct your attention towards the south. The south means Eretz Yisrael. Why is the south Eretz Yisrael? Because if you're in Bavel, Bavel is in the north. Okay, we always have that idea that Bavel mitzafoin tipotach hora'ah. From the north will begin evil. Bavel in the Pesukim is sometimes referred to as the north, sometimes referred to as the east. And the truth is they're both correct, it's in the northeast. So here we're focusing on the dimension of it being in the north, and therefore looks towards the south. Yerushalayim is in the south, so I want you to direct your attention towards the south. The Hatef El Daroim. Okay, this is poetic repetition. I want you to direct your attention and drip. Okay, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. The Hatef El Daroim, and I want you to drip. Drip over here means to speak. The Hinove, and then there's another word. Give over prophecy. El Yar Hasodeh Negev, to the forest of the field in the south, and that is a code expression for Yerushalayim or the Beis Hamikdash, depending on the commentator that you choose. Now, first of all, what's very curious before we see the Farshim is the word Hatef. Where do you have such an expression? Hazinu Hashmaim Vadabera Visishma Haaretz Imrifi. Ya'atoif kamotar, Ya'roif kamotar lichit tizal katal imrosi. So there it says Ya'roif kamotar. So it's not exactly the same word, Ya'roif, but it means there also to drip. It means also to, let me get a chumash, more precise translation. The drop. Ya'roif kamotar lichit. Let's see what in Shir Hashem you have it? Not for year. Where you have a pasuk? You have a show, chapter and verse. Everyone here in Koil should know chapter to quote. Right. Why not? Okay. Ya'aroif kamotot. Where's Rashi over here? Say Rashi. Ya'aroif zuhi ha'idus she'te'idu. Okay. Sh'ani ima b'fneichem tarshu nesat in Yisrael. We'll go further. L'shoin yatif. Okay. Rashi here in Chumash. Parshas Hazinu. Perek Lamed Beis. Okay, so I was partially correct. Okay, I didn't memorize the pasuk, but Ya'aroif, Rashi Lishoin Yatif. Rashi says the word Ya'aroif means to drip. Yatif, that's the same word as Hatef in this pasuk. V'chein Ya'arfu Tal later on, Ya'arfu Dashan. Dashan, the two psukim which all means examples where you find the word to drip. And here the reference is, may my teaching, may the words of Torah, may it drip down upon you like drops of rain. Okay, so there is a Hashem, Hashem is the master teacher. Hashem doesn't flood us, overwhelm us by pouring a bucket of water. Take you don't do that anymore, the challenge, right? You don't hear about it anymore. To go in the ice bucket challenge, you know, but Hashem is much more delicate. Trickle down, very delicate. Delicate, a drop of rain, something which you can handle. Even the common man can handle a little drop of rain coming down upon him. Ya'aroif kamotar lichi. Now, by the way, the Lubavitcher, real Lubavitchers, I don't know if they have any more real Lubavitchers today. They never use them. They did not own an umbrella. No such thing as owning an umbrella because maybe it's from this pasuk. Rain is baracha. Rain represents the lekach of Hashem. And when Hashem sends upon you bracha, when you walk in the street and it's raining, and drops of rain are coming upon you, why would you want to be mafsik? Why would you want to shelter yourself from Hashem's bracha?
Same with the sukkah.
The sukkah, well, the sukkah there did a teshukah, that's a different halacha. Teshukah came to Duru.
They
don't leave the sukkah when it rains?
Yeah, so I guess
I don't know that. I don't know that. But that's the Gemara talks about. That's a hedyot, Gemara says. Because if you're living in your house and it's raining, you're a hedyot. You're a hedyot to continue living in your house when it's. Okay, so there is over here this idea. But the point I just want to make over here is I want to make a comparison between what it says in Hazinu, what it says here in this pasuk, because this is extremely unusual for a Navi. I don't know if we had it anywhere else. such a thing that the way the Navi expresses, the way the Navi expresses his prophecy is with this unusual term of hatafa. Yecheskel, sim panecha derech Teiman, I want you to focus your attention towards Yerushalayim, and I want you to give them a message. And the way the message here is being expressed is with the word dripping, the hatef el daroin. Hatef means let it drip. Let speak. The way the Mfarshan and Mitsuda says it means to speak, and the speaking here is being used with the expression of dripping. Let the words of your message, let it drip down upon them with delicacy, gently, like Ya'aroif Kamatar Likhi. My teaching shall drip down upon you like drops of rain. There's a delicate way to speak to people when you want to give them Musar. And then to make it clear, Vihinove, don't make any mistake, there should be words of prophecy. Elyar, and this shall be directed Elyar Hasadeh to the forest of the field that is Yerushalayim, which is called the forest Negev, which is in the south. Just in case you don't know what the word, we have really three words. Okay, Doroim is south, Negev is south, and Teimana is south. Three words. Make no mistake in all the dictionaries. Make no mistake. You have three words to describe the south. What's the significance? I have no idea. But the Mefarshim here, at least ones on. I have a lot of Mefarshim on the page. You know, it's great. This new edition. It has all these Mefarshim, and I don't think anyone. I didn't come across three the significance of why it says three these three words of south. He does in the Radak. We do have the Radak. He does mention. But he just says it's like poetic repetition, doesn't give any more than that. Let's see the Mefarshim. Over here, yeah, Pasik.
But there are different reasons for those names.
Okay, so what are they?
Well, let's see. Teiman is a geographic location.
Okay.
It's the, right?
Okay.
And
Doroim?
Doroim, because the sun is at its highest when it's in the south.
Aha, I didn't know that. That's why it's called the south.
Rome.
Okay. And Negev? Negev, what's the significance of Negev?
It's the northern hemisphere. I don't know about the southern hemisphere.
No, it's never in the north.
Okay, let's see the Mitzudos. Pasik Beis. Pasik Beis, Sim Ponecha, Hachazer Ponecha, Bederech Doroim. I want you to face the south. Why can't Navi Chaya Bebavel? Where is Yecheskel? Yecheskel, Rubid is always in, and maybe almost always in Babel, Mitzafoin, Yerushalayim, which is the north of Yerushalayim. I want you to face Yerushalayim, which is in the south. Shehi Midroima, Vehatef. So he says here very clearly, Daber. He translates the word, it's a borrowed expression, speak. Neged Yerushalayim Shehi Midroima. In the Mitzudos Tzion, he clarifies, Hatef Hu Miloshon Nitifa Veha Zola, to drip. Umushal beinyan, here it's borrowed. Does not to be translated literally. It's borrowed. Beinyan hadibor to mean speak. Kumo al yatifu yatifun in micha. There means do not speak. I quote you another example in Hazinu, where there it actually refers to teaching a lesson, to a message from Hashem. El yar hasod enegev al Yerushalayim yoimar. V'mshila liyar, why is Yerushalayim compared to a forest? Liyar hasadeh al ki sheyesh bo anoshim rabim mischalfim b'mala. All different types of people. Yerushalayim is the melting pot of Judaism. Go to the Kotel, you can see within 5 minutes, you can see a Jew from every part of the world. It's an amazing experience going to the Kotel Maravi just to see every single type of Jew in the world and within 5 minutes arriving there. So your whole Yerushalayim really represents all different types of Jews, Kederach Hayar, like a forest, all different types of trees, height, stature, type, Kederach Hayar, Sheyesh Bo Eitzim Rabim, Mischalfim, Bekoimo, Uvechashivos, different types, Chashivos, different heights, Vechofel Hadabim Loshonetz, Kederach HaNavua. Here there is much repetition in this one pasuk, and that's not Akasha, that's for emphasis, that is Derech HaNavua. Obviously there's significance, there's a message, probably refers to different time periods, different types of groups of people. It doesn't say more than that. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says simply Derech Teimana, Eretz Yisrael B'Dremish Bavel, same exact idea, it's in the south part of Bavel. El Yar Hasadeh, to the Yar of the field. El Beis Mikdashi, She'osiliyos Kiyar Uchisadeh Leheichoreich Lehalich Bo Shu'olim. So he's learning not like the Mitzudos. He's learning that the reason why we're referring first of all not to Yerushalayim, we're referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's going to be called a forest because it will ultimately be destroyed, and it'll be an empty field with things, weeds growing all over, and foxes will roam freely through the area where the Beis HaMikdash once stood, just like a forest, a place where animals can roam freely without anyone intervening. Okay, so that's a different twist on the Yar HaSadeh. Now let's see what it says in the Radak, Pasuk Beis Ben Adam, Sibonachal Derech Teimona, Hanavi Hoye Bebavel, so far the same. You shall direct yourself towards the south. The famous pasuk, "Mitzafanti potachara." In Kain, Yerushalayim, he drayma shel bada. La'atef el daraim. In Yon Dibor, speak v'chein al yatifu yatifun. We had before. V'inavi al yar hasada negev. Kara Yerushalayim yar hasada. So he learns like the mitzvah referring to Yerushalayim. Derech mashal kama hayar. Sheyesh by eitzim toibim v'roim, good trees, bad trees, kein b'yushalayim, hayubat sadikim urishaim. So he learns, he adds a new dimension to the pshat of the pasuk. Not like the Nitzudos that seems to say it's all good, some people are better than others, but everyone is good. He says, no, in a forest there are poisonous trees, there are rishaim. So too in Yerushalayim there are wicked people as well, and in fact the pasuk really says it explicitly as we go through the psukim. And we're going to learn in a few moments. This is a very frightening pasuk that tells us, a section, that the tzaddikim are going to die together with the rishoim, and because of the rishoim. Kamosh Amar, like it says in Tillim, ki at tzedek yoshev mishpat, which means until tzedek, it means ad v'ad bechlal, that the people who are tzaddikim, tzedek, they all Yashuv Mishpat, the Mishpat will reach. And this word Yashuv means it will reach. Even the Tzaddikim will be subject to the harsh Mishpat of Hashem. They will die due to the sins of the wicked. Even though you may be righteous, even though you may be a tzaddik, that's debatable. But one thing is for sure. Even if you are a tzaddik, when the mashchis is given permission to destroy the city of Sodom, you will be swept away. The tirgim yonason simponecha kabel nivuah. Kabel means accept the prophecy from Hashem. The tirgim v'hatef v'alef, and to teach. Hatef means to teach. Amar teimona doroim negev, three words which mean exactly the same thing. The south. Kofal ho'inyon b'milois shoynos lechazek, for emphasis keminuk hanevi'u hanevi'ois b'chol mokoyim. Okay, so we have...
Dr. Perkins just pointed out to me the Mare Yechezko.
Yeah. Okay.
Explains the three names.
Okay, so let me go look. I have here the Mare Yechezkel. This is the Malbim, right? The Malbim.
Yes, correct.
Mare Yechezkel Pasuk Beis Simponecha. Let me turn to the page. I'm missing it over here. Let's see. Nega, here it is. Okay. V'amarto layar ha-negev. Okay, okay, simas panim huma shemeichin es atzmo le'ize tzad yinabe. V'hu al hanavua shenibe al mitz. Okay, can we pass the gimel hola? Okay, I'm going further. Ubo ha-goyrol derech teimono. Hainu sheyelech letzad yamin, k'mo sh'amar b'minoy hoyo ha-kesem yishlaim. V'atef el darom ha-tofe hi nevua k'tano k'tzara. This is very technical, these explanations. Right. Okay, Negev hi anivual al ha-hereg sheyeh. Okay, Negev shetzad durem nikro kein al shu naguv v'yovich, it's dry. Negev means the dryness. Okay, the Malbim, this derech, I shy away a lot of times from learning the Malbim, not because Malbim is goyness. I mean, it's... But it's very technical. Rubud Rub, it's a very technical parish on Sukkim, and it doesn't always... It doesn't always, for our purposes, doesn't always help for our purposes. But Nechanami, there's a lot of technicalities here. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. V'amarta layar. Here is the message. The message over here is, V'amarta, and you shall say layar ha-negev, to the forest of the negev, either Yushlam or the Beis HaMikdash, Shema Devar Hashem, Koyam HaShem, Hinni Matzis B'cha Eish. I'm going to kindle a fire. The ochla v'cha, it's going to consume kol eitz lach, every moist tree, v'chol eitz yavesh, lo every v'chol eitz yavesh, yavesh lo sichbe, and every dry tree, the fire will not lo sichbe la heves shal heves, the flame of the torch, the Laheves shall heves. Okay, the flame of the fire will not be extinguished. The nitz revuva. That's a word that comes from this week's parasha, Parashas Mitzora. Tzareves hashchin. Tzareves hashchin. It means the burning of the boil. The word tzareves means burning. It will the fire will burn intensely.
Here he called it searing.
The scorching of the fire, called panim, every face, minegev tzafoina, that is on the southern side of the north. In other words, the entire Yerushalayim will burn until there is nothing left. Let's go further. The rohu kol basar, every living creature will seek yani Hashem bi'artia, it is I who have burnt the city, lo yisichbeh, and the fire will not extinguish. Okay, so this is the message. Now, before we get this, what I want you to tell them. Now, obviously, this message is very—it's not explicit. There is no—that's part of Yechezkel's response to Hashem. Yechezkel is very interesting. We're going through here a new idea we now really come across is that Yechezkel is told to give over prophecy with poetry, with metaphors. I mean, everyone, all the Nevi'im have done this. They've spoken in metaphors. Why? I guess you want to be gentle. Maybe that's really why we begin in the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the section, hatef. When you speak, don't speak too harshly. Speak to them in a roundabout way. Give them metaphors. Give them mishalim. Let them think about it. Let it settle in. Let it settle in gently. And the way we're going to do that is we're not going to say to them things explicitly. You're all going to die. You're all going to burn. You're all going to suffer. Talk about forest. Talk about fire comes. A forest fire out somewhere in the Amazon. No one knows about it. Okay, there's a volcano that erupts. So talk about it. You know, but
they didn't have the commentaries to explain it. How do people understand?
They were very smart. We have to assume that they were very smart people. Okay, the people living in these times. Living in these times were very holy people. They were very holy people. They were super magnifying, teeny little imperfections. These are people who live with prophets, Nevi'im. I mean, we can't even imagine what it was like. I told you from the Gra. The Gra says that he could imagine. He says that he can fathom what it means to be a Tana. The Gra lived only. A Gra lived how many years ago? 300-400 years ago. Less, 200 years ago, 250 years ago. So that's a shocking statement for the Gra to say that he can fathom what it was like to live amongst Tanoim, to have a hasag of a Tana. Tana lived over almost 2,000 years ago. Tanoim. We can't even be masik who they were. But the Gra said, I can't be masik. I can't have any understanding of what it was like to be the common man, a water carrier, in the simplest man during the time of the prophets. During the time when they were Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael, they were Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Trey Asa. If there was such a person living in your generation, the simplest man who had a minimum paying wage job, the Madrega that he was on was way, way above the Madrega, the level, the spiritual level of a Tana. And the Gra said, I can't even be masik what it was like to be such a simple person. So yet, you read the psukim, you get the impression, you're dealing with people that, you know, that are worse than us. but that's obviously not the case. So what then is going on here in these psukim? Obviously the psukim are coming to super magnify teeny, teeny minor imperfections. So in any event, over here, everything over here is given the derech mashal, and that's why it's described as hatef. And Yechezkel is going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the psukim coming up, is Hashem, you know, maybe it would be a better idea that we should speak to the people directly. We should tell them, give them a Peirush Rashi on the Musar that I am relating, that I'm giving. And Hashem will say, okay, fine, you want to do it your way? We'll do it your way. But before we get there, we have to note that everything here is very, very delicate. Okay, let's see here the Mefarshim Pasukim, the Mitzudot Stav, any Matzis. There are many words here used to describe fire, if you notice. Many different forms of fire. Shalheves, laheves, hatsosa, mamatsis, and then vnitzrevu. So many words to describe biartia, that's also a word of fire. And then in the negative form, lo sichbe, will not be extinguished. A plethora of words being used to describe all different types of fire. Okay, let's see.
Lach and Yavish
also. So the lach. So the dry trees are symbolic of the wicked, and the lach are symbolic of the tzaddikim. And it says here that's part of the message. The message over here is that even the tzaddikim are going to perish due to the sins of the rishoyim. That's part of the message. We'll see in the mafarsh. Let's see first. Hashem says, "It is I who is going to kindle the fire." And it's going to burn. Kol eitz lach v'kol eitz yavesh v'lo sichbe lahava so'esh, and the fire will not be extinguished. V'kol pnei habrios hayoshim b'pas hanegev, all of the creatures that live in the southern side, mul tzafayin yiyu nisrafim, will be burned b'laheve so'esh, in this torch, in the fire, the flame of the fire. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean over here? Everyone, moist and dry, return to Lomar. Gam hatzadikim, the righteous. Yichlu im harishoyim kemosho eitz halach nishraf bitseruf eish hayav. It's just like what's moist is burnt together with the dry. The moist on its own would not burn, but when you put moist with dry, the intensity of the dry causes even the moist to burn. The enemy will destroy all the nations that sit on the southern side of Babel. Now, over here, the Metzudah is not being perfectly clear. It comes out later clear in the Pesukim that follow. And it means, not only will Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael be destroyed, but all of the nations that in the region will be destroyed. Why? And indeed, that's what happened. Nebuchadnezzar, as he conquered Yerushalayim, he also conquered everyone. He conquered Mitzrayim, he conquered everyone. Everyone in that region was conquered. Why? Because they rejoiced. They took pleasure in watching the downfall and the Churban of Yerushalayim. And because of that joy, they also were destroyed when Klal Yisrael was destroyed. This is a very big musa for all the nations today who surround Eretz Yisrael, and I was making trouble, who have none of their business. Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, okay, the Palestinians, of course, and what goes on in Gaza, and all the nations there in the region that mamash surround Eretz Yisrael, they're always on the news, they're always rejoicing, and they're always encouraging that there should be terrorism. Their day will come. Their day will come, just like it came for them in the past. It will come for them in the future, when they take joy in the tzar, the pain of the Jewish people. Pasuk Dalet in the Metzudas Davro Kol Basak Bavur Chozek Hatav Eir. Now this is a very powerful pasuk. This certainly applies to the Holocaust. This idea. Bavur Chozek Hatav Eir Yedu Kulam Shem Yashem Nasav Lebemikra L'chein Lo Yitichve Ad Yishav Akol. Will not extinguish until the fire goes out. Now the first thing in a little more detail is, the fire will be so intense, the churban will be so incredible, there's no way a person can say it was just a natural occurrence. There's always tragedy in the world, there are always wars in the world, there's always problems in the world. So you can say, listen, this is natural. Nations, they fight, they get a little upset, they go to war, and there's churban, there's destruction. But the destruction is so complete and is so massive, overwhelming, it can't be, it's not natural. You can't say this is just a natural occurrence of fighting among nations. It's clearly the Yad Hashem. The fact that this intensity, all of these expressions of Matzis Bicha, and it talks about how all the trees will be burnt with a Lahevesh, Shalheves, Vinishru, Uva, that's what it means in Pasuk Dalet, Vrokol Basa, the whole world will say, Ki Ani Hashem Biartia. This is not an act of man. This Churban that has happened to Yerushalayim and all of the surrounding nations is an act of God. It's an act of God. And it's certainly true in the Holocaust. Such a churban. 6 million people, even more. They say now, new studies, they say it's really 7 million people. It's just mind-boggling. What happened? It's an act of God. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Gimel. The Nitzruvu, what's this word? Hashkocha Pratis, against the back of a Parshas Mitzora, or Tazria, or Leshoy Nitzoreves Hashchin. The burning of a boil, which causes there to be, in the aftermath of this boiling, burning, there is a mark of
a scar,
which is tsaras. The al-sifasai ke'esh, another pasuk in Mishnah, the al-sifasai ke'esh tsareves, there is a fire, a burning fire,
Lashon Kivya burn. Kol Panim Minegev Tsafaina, all human beings on the south of the north. Kol Hanashim Shebidroima Shel Bavel Shehi Bat Tsafain. Bavel is in the north. Anyone that is where is south of north, Lashon Tsarav. He then goes back to the previous Dibur HaMaskil, Tsarav. He has a French word, which means, I'm assuming it means, Rabbi Michal, you have a translation for that French word?
Yitrer, he says, means to shrivel up.
Ooh, to shrivel, the shriveling, so it's a little bit different than burning. Okay, the shriveling.
We were just talking about, like, scar tissue?
Yeah. So after the burning, it shrivels, there's a scar. Okay, whatever that means. It simply means a burning. It means a fire. He says before, kiviya means a burning. It means ke'esh shereves, it means a burning. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak, these two psukim, pasuk gimel and dalid, and the Radak, v'yamarta, hirini matzis b'cha'esh in hadaloka of havara k'mo v'yatzes b'esh b'tzin Hashem kindled a fire in Tzion, kol eitz lach v'chol eitz yavesh. Moshul, k'mo shepirashnu latzadikim v'lirishom. We already discussed this, that both the tzadikim and the Rishom are going to suffer. V'yonis amtirgim ha. You have this Yonasan in your edition. I'm going to provoke the nations, the Takif, the mighty nations, meaning Edom. I'm going to provoke, Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty nation. I'm going to provoke him to come to battle against you, like fire. The Yitol, Boch, and Nebuchadnezzar will murder amongst you, called Gevar Atir. The whole Gevar Miskein, every Atir means wealthy, every wealthy man, the whole Gevar Miskein, every poor person. The rich and the poor will suffer in this battle. Lo yimna bishalhoi visa dim sheitzya. No one will be spared in the torch, in the flame of this torch. No one will be spared. Uvimiksois nuschos ho ano mad lake, boch eshosa. Other Gersois of the Yonasan say that it will not, I will burn a fire, Usikol Bach called Ilon Rativ, a moist tree, the Chol Ilon Yabish, a dry tree, Lot Titfe, Lishal Hoivisha, it will not remain. Nothing will remain from the fire, from the torch of the fire, the flame of the fire will not be spared. So, one version, just interesting how he teaches the rich and the poor. Interesting, the rich and the poor, the dry and the moist is translated as doesn't matter if you have money. Money's not going to save you on the day of reckoning. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Okay, we're going to come to the Midrashim soon. Okay, but the next pasuk over here is a very fascinating response. Pasuk Hey, Yecheskel says to Hashem, before I go on, I tell this to the people, I want to bring to your attention something, and that is, V'oimar, I said, aha, whoa, Hashem Elokim. Hey, Ma'oimim li, haloi mimashel mishalim hu. Hashem, you know, the people don't get it. They just don't get it. If I speak to them with poetry, they just don't get it. I always remember Rabbi Rakefet, he used to say that if his wife says to him, you're a donkey, would call him, you know, you're a donkey. You're a donkey. So he would say, oh, it's so nice. You call me a donkey. It's such a tour of endearment. I'm a donkey. You go to the zoo. A donkey is such a nice, delicate creature. I would think that my wife is giving me a compliment. But when my wife says to me, you're a chamor. Oh, I understand. I understand what she really means. Okay, that's what he said. I'm repeating. So the same thing over here, Yechazel is saying, Hashem, if I speak to them with such nice terms of endearment, I talk with words of the forest and fire, they're not going to get it. They think I'm talking. It's poetry. Like you're sitting in the train station and you're just giving over poetry. They don't understand that I'm talking to them and I'm telling them that the Churban is coming. They just say Yimamashel Mimashel Misholim Hu. So that's why in the next pasuk, Hashem says, okay, let's do it your way. And I go tell them, they're all going to burn. They're all going to burn, they're going to be destroyed, the churban is coming, this is no joke, but I don't know why we're laughing over here. But that's his response. Do we ever have a precedent for such a response? I don't know, I don't remember. I remember too much, but in Yeshaya and in Yirmiyah, do we ever have where a Navi says to Hashem, that Hashem, you're going too easy. You're going on down with them too easy. Talk to them with more directly. I don't recall. Maybe we do, but this seems to be very unique. Let's see the Mitzudos Tavit Pasek Hey Heima. B'nei Ami Oymer Molai. The people say about me. Halohu Medaber B'Moshul. V'Nuchal Imkein LaHapoich HaMoshul Lefi Datenu Ulitoiva. They hear the Moshul. And a mashal is not concrete. There's many ways to interpret. Every mashal, you can twist it this way, that way. A dream. Person has a dream, so it all depends on how you interpret the dream. You have a dream interpreter that has a very good attitude, will interpret the dream to your benefit. And if he's not your friend, he don't pay him enough money, he will interpret it to your detriment. So therefore, it's not an advantage to speak to these people in with poetry. Rashi pasuk hey mimashel mishalim hu kishani misnabe lochem beloshen mashal v'chida with proverbs and riddles could go in yar a forest ve'esh a cheles lach ve'yovesh moist dry who's the moist who's the dry who what's the fire what's this these types of fire. It doesn't work. It doesn't make an impression upon them. Radak pasuk hey v'oymar. Let's go back. Look, we're up to Perek Chaf Alf already. Already halfway there. It didn't help. All of the Mishalim didn't help. It was Imcha, your mother, Kagefen Bidamcha. You're compared to a vine. This guy, he belongs in the university teaching poetry. He's just trying to show off. He's showing off that he knows how to speak. He knows how to, he has his oratory skills. That's why I talk in these languages. Therefore, I'm sorry. Hashem said, okay, you're right. We're going to do it your way. We're going to relay the message with clarity. That's, he's now leading into the next series of psukim. Sim ponecha el Yerushalayim. And bimkoim teimana, instead of saying the word teimana, the south, instead of saying this vague term, the south, which is the south relative to Bavel, which means Yerushalayim, say Yerushalayim. That's going to be the next prophecy. The Hatef El Mikdoshim, and now I want you to speak to the Mikdoshim that replaces B'Makom Hatef El Doroim. So talk about the Beis Hamikdosh, the holy place, instead of speaking about the south. Vinave El Admas Yisrael B'Makom Vinave El Yar Hasade Negev. So instead of saying Negev Teimana Doroim, talk directly about Admas Yisrael, the Mikdosh Yerushalayim. V'Yamarta Li Ad. Instead of saying about the forest that's in the south, say to the land of the Jews, of Israel, I will remove my sword from its sheath, in the place of, instead of using the word term fire, the metaphor of fire, talk about removing the sword from the sheath and bringing it into Chorban, v'chrati b'meich tzadik v'rasha. And instead of talking about the moist and the dry, let's talk about the death of the tzaddikim and the rishon. So indeed, here Hashem accepted the suggestion of Yechezkel. Question is, Hashem didn't know this. Hashem knows our machshavos. So why did we have to have this debate? I don't know, that's a general question. Hashem gives man opportunity to participate in the process.
Obviously, he's been using this technique all along.
Yes.
Has been transmitting using this technique.
It wasn't working.
It isn't working.
Exactly what the Radak says.
So therefore, let's try it another way. So
Hashem didn't know this. Hashem didn't know that it's not working. So why do we need Yechezkel? Correct. Okay, so let's now go into the next psukim, which we Hashem now repeats himself explicitly. So therefore, Pasuk Vav, Vayihi Divrei Hashem Elai Lemar. You're right. Ben Adam Yechezkel Siponecha El Yerushalayim. Okay, so that was really answering our question we said before. The Teimana, the the Negev, what are the three words? Teimana, Doroim, and the Negev. Teimana is Yerushalayim. The Atef El Mikdashim, the Mikdash means the holy places, the Beis HaMikdash, which the Mikdash, the reason why it's plural is because there are really three parts to the holy place. The Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodashim. The antechamber leading into the Ulam, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach are in the Kodesh. The Aron HaKodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Before that was this long room, this very long, narrow room called the Ulam. The Ulam is what we're referring to there. That's why it's Mikdoshim, Beloshin Rabim. There are three different parts to the holy area. Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That corresponds to the Doroim. And then the third word, Vihinavei El Admas Yisrael, corresponds to the Negev. What's the message? V'yamarta, and you shall say, Le'admas Yisrael, Koyam Hashem, Le'Hashem, Hineni Eilayich, I am against you. I'm angry, I'm coming against you. V'yotzeisi charbi mitara, I will remove my sword from its sheath. V'chrati mimech, I will cut off from you the tzaddik, the rasha, the moist, and the dry. Pasuk tes, yan, so that, Asher hechrati mimech tzaddik v'rasha, so that it be cut off. I cut off from you the tzaddik and the rasha. There's repetition here. L'chein, therefore, in order that it should indeed occur that the tzaddik and the rasha is removed, that's why I'm going to take out the sword from the sheath. L'chein, therefore, teitzei charbi mitara el kol bosar. I'm going to remove my sword from its sheath upon all men, upon all flesh. Minegev Tzafon, all those that are the southern side of the north, here there is still some poetry, some repetition, all those that are south of Bavel. The Yadu, and when this happens, Yadu called Boskeni Hashem, I am Hashem, Hoitzesi Chari Mitara, we're no longer using the term fire. Everyone will know that my sword has come forth from its sheath, Lo Soshuv Od, it will not be extinguished, is now being repeated with. It will not return to the sheath until it has achieved the goal of cutting off every single living creature. Kemat. Now let's see these psukim inside. Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudos David. El Yerushalayim. Well, let's see. Do we do hey? Let's see this here. The hey first pasuk hey in the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Hei, Pasuk Hei, Heima b'nei Ami, Oimim Olai, Halohu Medabim b'mashal, V'nuchal Imkei, we did it. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos David. El Yerushalayim, Ko'aymer Imkei, Adab Imcha, Nevuah, Berura, Kimoshi, therefore you're right, I'll speak with clarity. El Mikdashim, Yoimar, on the three different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, I have holiness, Al Ho'ulam, the antechamber, Vahahechol ubeis kodesh hakodashim. Hineni olayich, hinei ani ilochem imach Hashem. I will do battle against you. Pasuk tes, up to pasuk tes in the Mitzudos David. Yan bavur sheechrois mimech tzaddik v'rasha, so that I cut out from you the tzaddik v'rasha. V'yosisi b'chol nekama gidoyla, I execute revenge. V'samchu aleichem oyver. Now here he writes over here an idea which is, I think, partially unique to the Mitzudos. Because I've done against you nekama, v'samchu aleichem oyveichem. Your enemies rejoice. Anytime there's a tzara in Klal Yisrael, you see that the Palestinians are always distributing candy. They go out in the street, they all distribute candy. Whenever we suffer, there's a terrorist attack, Achman al-Atslan, they all distribute candy. Their day will come. Be patient. That's what the pasuk here says. V'samchu aleichem oyveichem. 9/11 is famous. They were all celebrating. They were dancing and celebrating on 9/11 when the Twin Towers came down. V'samchu aleichem oyveichem. Be'ozru l'ra. They participate. They assisted. And therefore, yilku gam kolumais. They all will suffer. Hayoshim minegev b'chol ha'omedes b'tzafon. All of these nations, their day will come when they will suffer. Pasuk yud ki ani Hashem ha'tzeisi v'loy bo b'mikra. Hashem is going to do this. It's not going to happen by chance. Lois soshuv oid al tachris kol basa yosh mineg mibavel, until every living creature is cut down. Ucha oimer ma she'en kein im hoysa ba b'mikra ki ha'mikra lo tas mid kol kach. This is just a chance occurrence. It would not be with such intensity. It would not be to the degree where there are no survivors. Anytime you have a situation in this world where there are no survivors, that shows it's the Yad Hashem. It's clearly the Yad Hashem. It's not that Hashem has left this to some intermediary, some mazel. If it's everyone with no survivor. It's a statement that this is clearly the Yad Hashem is involved directly. Holocaust.
Survivors.
Very few, unfortunately. Look, there are certain cities. Judenreich. They cleaned out this. Today, in Raisha, the city of Raisha, there's nothing. Mamish, nothing. There's no Jews there, period. There used to be, Raisha was the center of 500,000 Jews.
Was that Poland?
Poland. Southeast Poland. Southeast. This is called Rezhenov, if I'm not mistaken. Rezhenov. This is where my great-grandfather, he was the Rav there. He used to live there. It was a major, major city. There's a lot of not-religious Jews there also. I mean, most of them, there was a lot of, it was a, the hotbed of Haskalah was there. The Jews, there's nothing there. Today there's mamish nothing. So, I mean, people survived. People, they ran away. They were survivors. But, and that's just one example. We talk about other places, there's nothing. And today they're discovering more and more little shtetlach that we didn't even know existed that were completely wiped out. There were no survivors. It's very, very frightening. And that, he says over here, when that type of thing happens, you can't say it's a mikra. In this world, there are different times when there are natural occurrences, there are, you know, natural disasters, there are wars, there's hatred. But when something like this happens, it's clearly it's the Yad Hashem is involved. And why? It's something that we have no understanding. Tzadik V'ralo is beyond our understanding. Okay, let's now see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi, Liski, Sukkim, back to the Rashi. Starting with Pasuk Vav, Rashi says, Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar, Hinave Lohem Nevuah Mifayreshes. Okay, we're going to do it your way, Yecheskel. Speak to them explicitly. Shamarti l'cha sim panecha derech teimana, ani mefarish l'cha. I'm going to explain. When I say teimana, it means Yerushalayim. Sim panecha el Yerushalayim. V'hatef v'hinavei v'chein v'al yatifu v'lot satif al beis yischok. Okay, again, I don't know why he translates. He already translated the word to speak. Notice that this he didn't change. This poetry, hatef, has not been changed even in the explicit description of Churban. Hatef, Rashi said before, it's a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed term. It doesn't say daber.
The same thing too, simponech.
Simponech, but that's more, simponech is more literal. Direct your attention. Hatef is not, doesn't make sense literally. It means drip. It means, it's a borrowed term, which means speak.
But
it means.
It's the same terminology. All right. But only
we exchange Negev with Yerushalayim.
Right.
Those things we exchange, but not everything. Not everything has been there, has been transformed. El Mikdashim Hu Yar Hasadeh Mikdashim Shnei Churbanim. Okay, so now notice, not like Mitzudos, who says the plural Mikdashim refers to the different parts of the whole of the Beis Hamikdash, which means the Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKodashim. He says no, Mikdashim means the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Is that what it means? Shnei Churbanim? I mean, it didn't happen yet. I mean, you don't really have Nevuos for the Bayis Sheni.
It's a prophetic statement.
It's a strange Rashi. This is not Rashi's style to go talk about the Bayis Sheni. Shnei Churbanim, yeah, maybe you have other editions that talk about this. This is very.
You can see the same thing in Radak.
What? Well, the Radak is not a kash. The Radak goes that direction. But Rashi is not typical for Rashi to talk like this. Shnei Churbanim. Okay, Tzadik v'rasha, hu halach v'hayavesh. Pasik tes, yan asher chichrati mimech, v'yodati ki yismichu hu'umos. Being that I know that when I cut you off, when I cut off from you, I'm going to the nation, going to rejoice. They're going to rejoice in your destruction, in your tragedy. I will express my anger upon these nations. Nebuchadnezzar will come and wipe them out as well, will be provoked to destroy them. That's what it means. The previous nevuah, the mashal, where they will burn, all faces will be burnt, meaning all people will be destroyed because of the fact they rejoiced over your korban. Radak sang in pasuk hey, va'omar aho Hashem. I'm sorry, pasuk zayin in the Radak. Ben Adam, Hatef el mikdashim amaloshen rabim ki beis hamikdash shloisha batim like the mitzudos ulam heichol udvir levad beside so azaros the ezras yisrael and ezras noshim oyamar mikdashim remez luchem bayis rishon uluchem bayis sheni. So the Radak is summarizing the perish of the mitzudos and the perish of Rashi. Ches viamarta mit viamarta mitarav neshit hu tik hacherev. This is the tik, the sheath. V'tirgim yonason mi lidna v'hu kmo be'ivri. V'yoshev charbo el nidona. It means the same thing. It means it's sheath. V'chein baromis es kirias ruchi ano doniel bego nidne in the sheath. B'chilof nun belamid kmo nishka lishka. Okay, it's the same word. Sometimes we interchange the nun and the lamid. V'chrati mimech tzadik v'dasha kmo shekasav shekasavnu l'malo ki hatzadikim nitnitzbim ba'avoyin harosham. Very common theme. We had this many times. Tzadikim perish due to the sins of the Rishayim. V'chein amar nosnu es nivlas avodecha me'achol o'if ha'shamayim. We have another passage that David complains that you've allowed the tzadikim to be food for the birds. Rav Sagi perish tzadik labal v'rosha. It's perish tzadik labal v'rosha labal ki mi she'ovdoi tamid b'uvachol lev nikra etzlam tzadik. He learns fascinating interpretation of the Pasukim Toiv Yad Ra. Radak is going to be there. When it says tzaddik, you have to be careful. Tzaddik in the Torah does not always mean a tzaddik in Hashem's eyes. It's sometimes when it says tzaddik, we're looking at from the perspective of man. In man's eyes, this person is a tzaddik. In man's eyes, this person is a rasha. But from Hashem's perspective, both of them are rishoyim gemurim. So what does it mean over here in this pasuk? According to me, when it says that tzaddik is going to die, means that the people who in the eyes of man are tzaddikim, which means a person who worships avodah zarah 100%. He's in the koilel of a religion. He's in the koilel of a desire. He's in the koilel of a desire. He worships of a desire. And the Rasha means, yeah, he just sends in a donation. He's not an observant. A couple of times a year, so he's not the real deal. So this is, but Hashem, they're all Rishoyim. So they're going to be wiped out. Is the Pasuk discussing the concept that a tzaddik in the eyes of Hashem is going to suffer? No. According to the Radak, it can very well be that during this period of time, when there's going to be a Chorban, Hashem will save, will spare the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim will have Siyata Deshmaya to escape. Okay, that's the Perush of the Radak. And that's when he says, Pshat fasting of Yaakov, Hashem says to Lavan, don't speak to Yaakov, Im Toiv, Hashem appeared to me and told me not to talk to him, Toiv Adra. So what does that mean? It means, we always translate, it means don't say anything good. Even something that's truly good, I don't want you to have any dealings with Yaakov Avinu. No, he's saying, whatever you do is ra in my eyes. In your eyes, it's toif. You, in your perverted understanding, if you'll rob Yaakov Avinu and let him live, you consider yourself to be a tzaddik, to be a toif. It's from your perspective, don't speak toif yad ra. But from my perspective, Hashem says, it's all considered to be ra. Novel interpretation of the Radak. Next. Okay, Yan. If we further, the Tirgim Yonason, the Agle, if we finish up that sect, the Agle, Minoch, Zakoach, Bedil, Lishet, Sa'och, Chayavach. I'm going to exile. The Radak says Tzadikim literally means, like we learn, like the Mitzudos and Rashi, means Mamish Tzadikim. They're going to be exiled. Doesn't say they're going to die because the guilt of the wicked. Pasig test. Yan Asher Hikrati Mimich Tzadik Vrosha Bavur Shasisi Nakama Bgdoilo Bach, Besamchu Alechem Oyvechem, Viozuli Loro Yosemidai. Here he talks about the Ramban. Radak touched upon the Ramban. He said the reason why they're going to serve is because if Klal Yisrael deserves to be punished, so you can't blame the Goyim. That's their job. That's their mission, to bring about punishment when we are not doing Hashem's will. So why then are they punished? Because they do it Lishma. They do it enthusiastically. They do it more than what is required of them. And that is why you can't say, I was just following orders. Right? That's the classic defense of the Germans. I was just following orders. Yeah? So if you're just following orders, why did you have to, why were you smiling? Why were you, did you go overboard? You did different examples of what you did. You did it with such a zest and such a joy. That's not following orders. That's because you believed in it. You would have done it on your own, even if it was not orders. Yosef midai. L'chein yilku kulam kemo shalikisem atem. Therefore, they're all going to suffer because of their joy. V'zeh sh'amar l'chein teitze chabi mitara el kol basar kemo el kemo al v'chemo grabim v'amar kol basar v'tzalema hu'umos sh'nisnabu aleyem hanavim. The nations are going to suffer. Minegev tzafon kemo shepirashnu l'malo amar kemo shetichves chabi etzchem minegev tzafon shetiglu atem shama. You'll be exiled over there. V'nichratem b'chedem melech tzafon. You're going to be cut off in the sword of the king of the north, Nebuchadnezzar. Just like it's going to happen to you, it's going to happen to all of the people in the region. Kain yilku shor hu'umos al yodoi v'hu yilke achar kach al yidei modai uparas. And they will also... And then Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel, will ultimately fall in the hands of Modai Uparas. Okay, that's going later on into history. The other thing you'll know, Lo Soshev El Taro Od Ad Asher Tichves Umos Aniskados Bidvar Hanavim, until I finish the job. Okay, these are the Nebu. Now, there are some very important, Mamari Chazal. Here, there's the quote over here as well, besides my green sefer. And let me read you what it says in the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama. The Pharisee of Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef, Madach Sif. What does it mean in the Torah when the Torah says, "V'atem"? This is Makas Bechoyros. We had to be. The Jews also had to be indoors and to had to smear the doorpost, the Mashkef, and Shtei Mezuzos with the Dam Pesach, in order to be spared from the Mashkes. Why? Why did we? Was it necessary to remain indoors and to smear the doorpost? Hashem knows who the tzaddikim are. The answer is that the mashchis was given rishus to go forth, and the mashchis is not mavul between the tzaddik and the rasha. V'atem lo yseitzu mipeish mipesach beisoy ad haboker v'kevon shenitnan rishus lemashchis einoy mavchin bein tzaddikim lerishorim v'loy oid elo shemasu, given worse. And that's what we're quoting this post. That's why the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama quotes this very post that we just learned. It's even worse than this. When the Mashchis goes forth, with whom does he start? He starts with the Tzaddikim. Elo Shemaschil Min HaTzaddikim Techila Shenemar. This very pasuk. Not only what does it say first in this pasuk? It says V'chrati Mimech Tzaddik. V'rasha. The tzaddik is first. V'chrati mech tzaddik v'rasha. Boche Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef cried. Kula hainami. La'ayin doimin. Tzaddikim, they're worth nothing. That they have to die first. So the Gemara gives some comfort. Amalei Abaya. Tivusohu legabaya. The reason why Hashem instructs the tzaddik, the mashchis, to destroy the tzaddik first is the benefit. It should not see the pain. That because of the Ra, the tzaddik is taken in prematurely. The tzaddik should not have to witness the Chorban that comes to this world.
Even though they are Rishonim, he does not delight in the destruction of the Rishonim. That's what you're saying.
No, we're not. Even I mean, not
because it's a favor to him
not to have to see Churban,
not to witness the destruction
of the Rishonim. Okay,
Rishonim.
It's not just the Rishonim; it's everyone. It's the whole society.
The terms we're using here, it's Tzaddikim and
Rishonim. Are you going a little bit further? You're going a little bit further. People who died right before the Holocaust were very fortunate. They didn't have to go witness. They didn't have to go witness the Churban. They didn't have to witness people. Okay, but this is the famous Chazal. Ki mipnei hara nesef atzadik, and it comes from this. Okay, we learn today in this pasuk. What does that mean?
It means an
indiscriminate disaster. But it's saying it's more. The tzadik goes first.
That's the term Chazal used to describe Sodom and things like it.
Sodom Yamara. Indiscriminate. Everyone suffers together. But this concept that we're all familiar with, we all hear this many, many times, with Nehor or Nesaf Atzadik, it comes from this pasuk. This pasuk here, it says, V'hichrati inech tzadik v'rasha, that's the Gemara Bava Kama. Bava Kama is quoting Yecheskel Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Ches, is the makar for this Yesod. Omar, and then the Gemara goes further, the Gemara says, Omar Bar Kahana, Ma'idichse, what about Avraham? How do we reconcile this with Avraham Avinu? Cholila l'cha mi'asos kadav ha'zeloham tzadik im rasha. Amar Rav Negelash Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chulin Hu Me'asos Kadav HaZelohom Tzadikim Rasha. V'loi. Oh, the Mar Sakasha, how can Avraham make such a statement? Did Avraham attend a shir on Sefer Yecheskel, where it says, L'hach V'Tzadik V'Rasha? Didn't he know this concept? Obviously, Yecheskel came 3,000 years after Avraham Avinu, but didn't he know this concept? V'yachsiv Yechrati V'Tzadik V'Rasha? So therefore, the Gemara says, no. This pasuk is B'Tzadik She'enai Gomor. When Avraham went to Shir Yecheskel, he refers to a tzaddik that's not complete. He's 99.9% a tzaddik. The Midas Hadin has access, the back door. The back door was able, the Midas Hadin was able to hack in to the tzaddik to get a hold of him, because if it's only 99.9%, the Midas Hadin has shlita to get in through that pintini tini mashu. Our tzaddik gomor, indeed, if we do have a tzaddik that is 100% in a chanami, there is no way that he would suffer. Lo, it says in Migdashi Tachelu, it says the pasuk we had this before also, Perek Tes, that Hashem, you shall starve from the tzaddikim. But Tony Rav Yosef, I'll take with Migdashi Elo Mimikdoshai, Mimikudoshai, Elo Ben Yadam Shekaimu Esatayra Me'alfi Atov. Okay, we had that before. Hasam Nami Keva. No, they're not complete because they did not protest the evil deeds of the Rishon. Kevan Shahoya Biyadam Lemachais Beloy Michu Havaluhu Kitzadikim She'enam Gimurim. Okay, so the bottom line over here is Enochinami. Enochinami, a tzadik gomor Hashem does not harm. What does it mean to be a tzadik gomor? Two conditions. Number one, you are 100% innocent of sin. Number two, you've also protested. You've issued a complaint against the people that are doing averos. Only when you have those two conditions are you in the category of a tzaddik gomor, which indeed is not subject to the midas hadin.
That means nobody.
Exactly. Who are you going to say? Who today is going to say they're 100% innocent? Innocent. Who is going to say that you did not tolerate, you didn't go out into the world and go and make a macha, did everything you can possibly do to express your frustration and dissatisfaction with the sin that is taking place in this world? And therefore, that is why there does exist such a concept of the tzaddik is nesaf with the rasha. The mashkis does not differentiate, and even but there is a silver lining, a benefit, that Hashem will at least take the tzaddikim first, in order they should not have to witness the churbin mibnei hara'ah nesaf hatzaddik. Okay, that is the aside of this section. Okay, now we come to a new section, Pasuk Yud Aleph, which we're going to leave in Yirtzeh Hashem for tomorrow.